Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're grateful that everyone stood together to do the right thing. And having gotten this done now as the last order of business for the year, we are set up for a big and important new start in January.
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping for, right, when the new Congress gets sworn in on January 3rd. And standing in the chamber that day, taking the oath, will be Dr. Bob Onder, the incoming congressman-elect there in the 3rd Congressional District. I've got him on the phone this morning. Bob, welcome back.
It's great to be back, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Glad I got to see you at a holiday party a couple weeks ago. That was fantastic.
And sure was.
I know you've started the transition to Washington. Didn't you just learn some of the committees you're going to be on? Is that true?
Yes, I did, Mark. I learned last Monday that I will be serving on the Judiciary Committee and on the Education and Workforce Committee. Two extremely important committees. Of course, the Judiciary Committee has been very involved in border and public safety issues. Needless to say, the Education Committee will be very busy protecting women's sports, fighting wokeness and indoctrination in our schools. I couldn't be happier with my committee assignment.
Well, congratulations on that. I know it's a lot. It's probably like drinking from a fire hose when you get up there as an incoming freshman, understanding it all. But, you know, you're watching from a distance here while this debate's going on about the CR last week. And I'm anxious to get your take on how you would have voted if you'd had a vote in it. And are you satisfied with how it turned out?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's drinking from a fire hose. Sometimes it's Chinese water torture. but last week was a little more of the latter. I mean, look, I think ultimately the CR went in the right direction. That first CR that was rolled out looked an awful lot like a pork-laden omnibus with a lot of unrelated policy issues. At the same time, even the final CR had all the disaster assistance stuff, and I don't know that anyone ever really explained to my satisfaction anyway where they got the figure $130 billion. I mean, heaven knows there was a lot of disaster. There were a lot of destruction wrought by the hurricane, but much though covered by private insurance, and FEMA already has a budget. Where did that number come from?
Yeah.
So I at the end of the day, the CR improved, but it was not a clean CR. And let's remember, CRs just continue spending at an already ridiculously high level. So I am doubtful I would have supported that.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, I know Eric Burleson voted against it twice, and I had him on, I think, last week talking about it. It seems to me, my observation is that they blew an opportunity. If the government had actually shut down for the week and a half until you take office, and then the new Congress would have had a chance to vote on this, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. I mean, it's not like the lights were going to turn off on government.
Yeah, that's right. Over the decades, we have had over 20 shutdowns. Mark Levin explains this very well in his show, including two during the Reagan administration, two under Newt Gingrich. And, you know, and many times CRs do get used as leverage because remember, the Democrats are the party of government. They are the ones who freak out when the government shuts down. The rest of us, unless we have a visit to the national park scheduled, we don't notice it. The military gets paid. Social Security checks go out. Really, 78% of the government continues to run just as usual.
So what kind of we're talking to incoming Congressman Bob Onder from the 3rd Congressional District. What kind of insight can you give us, Bob, on what the discussions have been on an agenda moving forward? I'm going to assume for a moment that's going to include a Speaker Mike Johnson, but does everybody seem to be on the same page? Because if you get one or two strays like we got last time around, I mean, it could prevent a lot of good things from happening.
Well, that's right. I think we will be united on the Trump agenda, which is my agenda. Number one, securing the border. Number two, renewing the Tax Cut and Jobs Act from 2017. Otherwise, we will be faced with massive increases in individual taxes, small business taxes, in the death tax. We will pay for that by cutting back and eliminating some of these ridiculous green energy subsidies and the COVID funds that are still out there and unspent. We really need to reverse the Biden agenda, usher in a new era of prosperity and safety and security. And I think we'll be united behind that, Mark.
Yeah, the minute you start talking about cutting anything, it's the same. They pull out the same playbook. You're starving seniors, you know, all these people. They've never put together a government program that's gotten smaller. So they're going to start screaming bloody murder the minute you start decreasing the size of any of them. Do you have any confidence, Bob, that DOGE is going to have a real impact on that swamp up there?
Well, it will be a struggle. You're right. I think there are a lot of people who are behind DOGE in theory, but when it comes to cutting, they lose their stomach. I mean, look, I've been in favor of cutting a lot of things in Missouri state government, including resisting expansions of Medicaid repeatedly, both Obamacare and Bidencare. But you know, our fellow Republicans aren't always with us on that.
No, that's very true. So now you get sworn in on the 3rd. You immediately start working, like, will you guys start taking votes that day or putting committees, like committee hearings?
You know, I'm not sure whether there will be votes that day, but we have learned that Speaker Mike Johnson, assuming he is the speaker, intends to keep us in that weekend. The 3rd falls on a Friday. He's going to keep us that weekend to work on the so-called reconciliation bill. The reconciliation is just a process by which the House can pass something and avoid the Senate filibuster in the Senate, can be passed by a simple majority vote. So, yeah, we're going to be working on that right away. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting time for you and your lovely wife, and wish you a very Merry Christmas and congratulations on becoming the next congressman from Missouri.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's an honor and a privilege, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, Mark.
Yep. We'll talk to you again soon. That is soon-to-be Congressman Bob Onder, a congressman-elect for the 3rd Congressional District and heading off to D.C. here. Well, he's already been up there quite a bit already, but you got to find a place to stay. He's gotten his office assignment now, and now it's just a matter of getting down to business. Let's hope they do it. I mean, I really do. But my question there was sincere. As much as we all brag about DOGE, when you get back to the office and the lobbyists are calling you and your donors are calling you, do you still vote the same way you told those guys you're going to vote? I mean, I think a lot of people like Bob will, like Eric Burleson will, but it's going to be a bit more of a pull for some of the folks we've got sitting in the United States Congress. So I'm hoping for the best. I'm cautiously optimistic. I know they're going to do some good things. I'm hoping they would do some dramatically good things, and that's the thing that I'm a little more cautious about right now. Keep our fingers crossed, right? And we'll stay on them here. on the radio, for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Jessie Jane Duff. She spent a lot of time down in Mar-a-Lago this year working for the Trump campaign. I'm going to get her take on that TPUSA conference they had out in Arizona this weekend and some of the great comments from President Trump. We'll get to all that and more coming up.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.